Pizza.com.
Let's head down the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline and say hello to the head coach of the Stockton Heat, Cale McClain. Coach, the longest road trip of your season in the rearview mirror, 5 games and travel during Thanksgiving week south of the border, 4-1. That's an impressive mark, my friend.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it was a good effort by the guys, and it was a long trip and a bit hairy at different times with the Thanksgiving travel, but they did a good job of working their way through it. Caught up to us in one game for sure, but otherwise we were pretty solid.
This horrible website called Twitter, which is still free, by the way, every year reminds me of what traffic can be like in California on the Wednesday of Thanksgiving week, where it's just like helicopter shots of taillights for as far as the eyes can see. What was your travel like coming out of Ontario to get to Colorado?
You know, it was better, much better than we thought. We got to the airport early in Ontario. We had to connect, which is, you know, we try to get these guys going just direct flights, but we did have to connect. So you added an element of danger to go along with it, but we made out all right. And no issue. My greatest fear was actually the post. We were in San Diego on Tuesday and we had to practice and then drive to Ontario on Tuesday. Huh. And I was very worried that we were going to run into heavy traffic for people starting their Thanksgiving early, but we made it. So no issues. And, you know, I think the travel did catch up with the guys on Friday, but we made it through unscathed in terms of getting there.
Yeah, that San Diego to L.A. corridor can be hectic at, you know, midnight on a regular weekday, never mind Thanksgiving week. So who does the travel and how do you sort of plan for this stuff? There had to be a lot of stress just waiting for that trip.
Yeah, there's a lot of stress when it comes to travel. It is not an easy job. We've got Chris Demchuk here who has joined us this year. He's our video coach and he also handles team services. So when it comes to travel, we talk about buses and flights and hotels and arranging a lot of the meals in conjunction with Rick Davis, our strength and conditioning coach. But Chris Demchuk is extremely busy, did a very good job with it here this past road trip on making sure that, you know, the bus is where we needed to be when we need it. The hotels are ready for us. The rooming lists, as you know, change every day, depending on who's here, who's coming down, who's going to meet us where. And so he's got a full-time job just keeping everyone in the loop and making things run smoothly. And it's one of those jobs that it takes a little while to get used to it at the pro level. He's done a great job, and now we're 2 months in, and he's doing, you know, he's gotten the hang of it, and we're rolling.
Well, it's funny. I mean, we here in Calgary are just sort of keyholed in on the prospects and who's the next call-up, but every time there's a single move with the Flames, there's got to be a corresponding one from you guys trying to find a body to come in. And if someone sent down to you, that's you guys saying goodbye to someone else. There's a whole lot going on there. And it has been busy the last little while here. You had to add a centerman, you lost and then got back Brandon Davidson. You sent Zach Osborne down, and then you got Yellison back, I believe, today. I mean, it's been pretty busy in the back end, especially the last 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, there's been a lot of turnover, and, you know, credit, hats off to those guys, Mike Burke up in Calgary and Chris Demchuk down here, because it's one thing to organize all the team travel, and then to also have that individual travel going on, making sure everybody's getting where they need, cars are picking them up, and their trainers are notified and everybody's aware of what needs to happen with equipment and everything. So it's a little bit of musical chairs, but the guys down here, we've had some young defensemen get good opportunities in the form of Jake Christensen and Corey Schuneman getting some more opportunity lately with this movement. Great to see Brandon Davidson back in the lineup. It's such a workhorse for us down at this level. We're happy that he seemed to fare solidly in his debut up in Calgary, but certainly welcome him back. And while he's here, we'll take advantage of him with lots of ice time for sure.
Walk us through the week that was. You played the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, the Friday after, and then on the weekend, and a couple wins for Artem Zagajdouli, including that onslaught that Ontario got from you guys on Wednesday.
Yeah, Artem was solid. You go into Ontario, it's never easy. They get momentum in that building and they can start rolling it. He he had a solid first period. We scored on a lot of the shots we took. Like our chance, our goal scoring to chance ratio was pretty high. And so we jumped out to a 5-1 lead in the first. And you can, you know, predict the script from here. We extended it to an 8-1 lead. And then all of a sudden, with about 7 minutes left in the game, everybody's attention started to wane. And suddenly Artem found himself in a little bit of a pickle with them coming pretty hard. And our guys were back on their heels a little bit. So it went from an 8-1 to 8-3 score all of a sudden. And then they scored another one on the end of a power play. So it was not a great ending for the game and disappointing. I know our team was disappointed because they value, you know, the work our goaltenders bring. We don't want to let them down that way, but got out of it with the victory. And then Artem again on Saturday night was able to keep us in the game, gave up a lot of odd man rushes in that one, more than we like. But he was there for us, stopped a couple breakaways, and helped us out on some two-on-ones. And so we were able to find a way to claw back in the third. And had he not been there to shut the door on some of those great opportunities, it would have been out of reach.
I feel like it was like 2-3 weeks ago. We were talking about Luke Phillips' first pro goal. He's up to 6, scored the OT winner on the weekend. You also had a pretty dynamic night from Adam Ružička and Matthew Phillips, and Glenn Gauden continue to pile up points. They're right around point per game pace. There's been some really nice offensive stories, and that's not common for youngsters at the AHL level. And in this organization, there's been the odd instance young guys have put up numbers, but you've got a bunch of them this year all in the same season.
Yeah, we're fortunate offensively in terms of we've got guys that are doing a really good job here. And we knew Matt Phillips and Glenn Gauden were going to take a step here, but you know, you want to see it in the flesh before you can count on it. And they certainly have been doing that. They've been playing increased roles. And you can see Luke Phillips sort of jumping out of his shell now. He scored. He got a little bit of confidence. I know I've told you this before, but his work ethic and hockey sense are both right there. They're really high. And so it's similar to a Matt Phillips situation. Very smart and works hard. So just, you know, you just do the math. It's going to work out for them eventually. So great to see him starting to light up. And I think Adam Ružička is starting to figure it out, getting more opportunity as well, and learning that he has to take advantage of that by playing, you know, using his big frame effectively. And when he has time and space with the puck, man, he can really make plays. He made an excellent play last week in San Diego to set up Mason Morelli, which, you know, is a pretty high level piece of work by a young man there. So it's good to see.
You expect to get Dylan Dubé back? He's looked real good up here. I don't know how much you've been able to catch the games of the big club.
Yeah. I don't expect to see him anytime soon. I'd love to see the way he's playing. I'd love to see the way he's hounding pucks and using his speed to always be involved in the play. Seems like his habits are looking good. So we always love to see that. So, you know, have Adam Calgary.
Yeah, right on. Well, congrats on the incredible run. Yeah. It's been a phenomenal season. And you talked about just the confidence and feel around the group. You're right there fighting for top spot in the Pacific, top 5 in the American League in terms of points percentage. Keep the ride going.
All right. Thank you. Will do. Look forward to talking to you again soon.